Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Obviously a huge weekend as it pertains to both the baseball teams, the Yankees and Blue Jays both winning last night. So they will head into the final weekend tied up atop the AL East with the Blue Jays owning the tiebreaker. Blue Jays play the Rays, who can obviously be pesky and dangerous. Yankees playing the Orioles. I would fully expect the Yankees to sweep. And I think, BT, that's probably what it's going to take to get it done. And there is a huge difference here in the Yankees winning the AL East or just getting in on the wild card. Obviously, you could get in, anything could happen. But, man, what their path becomes so much easier if they could just win this division. I think the Yankees sweep, and I think Toronto loses at least one game to the Rays, and I think the Yankees will get in. I'm not so sure, though, if two out of three will get it done for the Yankees.
Yeah, I don't know if I love that math either here. I think you're asking a lot to think that the Yanks are going to sweep here. I know Baltimore.
Really?
I just, only because of the pitching matchup. No Freed, no Rodon.
And doesn't matter. They want it, man.
I know, but, you know, I like Warren. Do I have great faith that he's going to be on point tonight? I mean, I'm a little worried. You know, love Schlittler, but he's still a kid. And Luis Gil's been walking a lot of guys. So,
well, they're going to have to hit their way to some of these wins.
Yeah, yeah. And they've shown the ability to do that. You know, last night they scored a bunch. I mean, I couldn't believe that Ben Rice actually scored from first base on the double by Stanton. That was really surprising in a good way. You know, but listen, even if they did have Fried and Rodon, there's no guarantee that those guys go out and throw gems. I mean, this is... You know, I just, it's a lot. They played great baseball for a lot. I think they've got the best record since August 10th or 11th in Major League Baseball, something like that.
Yes, yeah, since the day I went out there to say hello to Booney.
Look at you.
I reminded him of that yesterday.
Oh, you texted him.
I did. I said, go get that division. And by the way, best record in baseball since your pal Sal showed up to say hello.
Is that the day that he called me out for getting bounced from that Little League game? That's the same. Is that the same day, right? Is that the same day you told him?
Yeah, I did that, tell him.
Right?
That,
he didn't agree. Didn't know. You told him.
No, I did tell him. Right?
And then he got kicked out the next night.
That day, yes, correct.
Oh, that day. That actually, day it was that day. That's true. Well, I mean, listen, they're in a really good spot. If they would have made the Caballero trade maybe a little bit earlier in the season, maybe if they would have gotten McMahon a little bit earlier in the season, you know, maybe they wouldn't be in this predicament here. But the Yankees just have a championship look to them the last 5 weeks or so.
They've only taken 6 of the 10 games so far from Baltimore this season. I think they're sweeping. I really just feel that, you know, I'm not going to go on and say that the Yankees are going to win the World Series, but I'm starting to get the feeling, and we talked about this actually in season, when the Yankees were looking like a lost ball club, like, wouldn't this be fitting that this would be the year that they get into the postseason and go on a run? If they win this division, and I still believe they're going to, I just think it's in Toronto's head. I think the Rays are more dangerous than the Orioles. I don't know how the Mets are going to get there. I would bet Yankees sweep, but even if they go 2-1, I still just feel like the Yankees are going to win the division. It changes everything. We talk about the energy with Jackson Dart. Dude, Yanks win the division.
Yeah.
Not only from the fan base perspective or the media perspective, with the Yankees themselves.
Mm-hmm. It's a week to just chill.
Exactly, and set themselves up to go on a run. I think they want it. I think they're on a mission. I think they're going to come away with the win. And then I do think that their path becomes much easier in the playoffs. And I would not be shocked if the Yankees went on to win the World Series this year at all.
It wouldn't shock me at this point either. And I just didn't see that for most of the season. By the way, can I tell you this? I'm sure you saw this, but This is emblematic of everything because this is where we're going here. So next year, opening day, right? We'll be there, you know, Lord willing, right? Yanks yeah. home opener. Actually, no, this is not the home opener. This is in San Francisco. Opening day, It is March 25th, and the Yankees will be on Amazon Prime. It's the only way that you can watch them is on Amazon Prime. Now, that doesn't impact me. I have it, and I'll watch it because it's opening day.
Right.
But if you're an older
person. I thought
it was
Netflix.
You're right. It is okay, Netflix. Yeah. My bad.
They had plenty of games
it
on
is
Prime.
Netflix.
But
that's where I messed up. Right. It is Netflix. Yeah. Netflix exclusive. Good catch. So I've got Netflix. I've got Prime. I've got Apple. I've got all these things. Now, when the Yanks are playing the Mets and I've got to do my job simultaneously, it's a pain in the ass where sometimes the team that's on Apple or the other one, even if it's the more important game, I don't watch because I don't want to go from, it's one thing to go from yes to S and Y. For me, it's another, it's annoying to go from Prime to S and Y or Prime to yeah, whatever it might be. But that to me is so unfair. You can't look us in the eyes and say, we want to grow the game and get the next generation of baseball fans, the young kids, and put opening day on Netflix.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And I know that the presentation will be phenomenal. I love Netflix. It's going to look good. The graphics will be sick. It's going to pop. It's going to sound right. But that's got to be on either free TV or cable. That is such a weak move by baseball.
But the reason is because if it were game 2 or 4 of the season, wouldn't matter. Opening day, the first game, Netflix knows that of 162, there are a handful of must-watch games. That is one. For the majority of people, I'm not talking about you or I.
Sure. Mets, Phillies, Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers, Giants. I get that. You got to cash in. I'm not questioning their business model. If I was running baseball, Netflix, I'd do the same thing.
Yeah, it's baseball who's
correct
screwing the fans over. Chris is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for getting me on. You kind of answered most of the question. I was going to ask if you guys thought the Yankees were going to win out this weekend. But the second part of that was if they do, who are we giving? Are we going to give Boone the credit for getting these guys playing consistent ball for the last 5 weeks? Or are we still going to go 2 months of bad baseball? Boone gets all the blame. So which way do we go with it?
Here's what I would do. All right, I'm going to answer this first. I would do number one. We give credit what it's due. I mean, when Aaron Boone and the Yankees look good, we give Boone credit. When the Yankees look sloppy, we question whether or not he can be a little more heavy-handed publicly. We've had this conversation. If the Yankees go on a deep run, whether they get to the World Series and lose it or get there and win it, if they win a couple of series, right, to me, Cashman deserves an immense amount of credit, which I have not given him for years, and Aaron Boone would get a ton of credit as well. There's no doubt. You'd have to.
Yeah, I never thought that Boone was that big of an issue when the Yankees were struggling, so I'm not going to give him that much credit if the Yankees go in the division. I think he deserves a lot of credit, but The equal amount. If you were somebody who came on and said Boone should be fired, and that was neither of us, and I know I certainly have been, like, I go back even years. To me, the manager in this equation is largely insignificant. It was always about, from my perspective, the team was not constructed properly. And I don't think that they did enough to change that at the trade deadline. So I stand by that. If you were somebody who ripped the manager and then they go out there and win this division, then you better be kissing the manager's rear end. So it should be equal amount. If you blame them and they're losing, well, then when they have the success, then you should be praising that person or those players. For me, it is the Yankees. Cashman deserves some credit for going, I don't want to say all on the deadline, but trying to do whatever he could to upgrade this ball club and salvage the season and go take their run at it. Boone gets a ton of credit, and then the Yankees players get a ton of credit for going out there and doing their jobs on a night-in, night-out basis. Aaron Judge, the best player in the world. Bellinger's had a terrific season. Trent Grisham has surpassed any kind of expectation. Jazz Chisholm has had a big season. So you credit the people who brought these players in. You credit the players for doing their job, and obviously the manager is a big part of that, keeping the group together, never letting them get too down, and here they come on their way out of it.
But you know there's a lot of people that are already, you know, so deep into the Yankees can never win with Boone, or Cashman is, you know, way past his prime, which, to be fair, is something that I've said about Cashman, not about Boone. And, you know, sometimes when you dig into something that deeply, you know, even when there's evidence to the contrary, people are either unwilling or unable to say maybe I was wrong or this guy changed my opinion. But I've already done, even if they don't win the World Series, I'm already doing that with Cashman pertaining to this year. You know, Max Fried has delivered one of the better Yankee seasons in a long time from a pitcher. Bellinger, to me, seems like a more athletic Paul O'Neill. You know, Devin Williams was a mess, and he tried to fix that, but since that didn't work out, he still found Bednar, and he's just done a lot of good things. And, yeah, I didn't love going into the season without a third baseman, but that was solidified. Again, Cashman, to me, has had the best year he's had in a long, long time.
And Boone is going to be more judged based off of what he does in the postseason, especially after the way the World Series went, with him making a questionable decision with Cortez. Now, I think, once they get there, then the magnifying glass will be more on the manager and his specific decisions in each game and series.
Yeah, and you know what? True, I would agree with that. And I also left out, or we left out, Jazz, which was a pickup last year.
Him, yeah.
I didn't hear you say Jazz, my bad. And then the other thing, too, about Boone and him getting some heat here, depending upon how it goes, you know, if Volpe is kicking the ball around, or if he's having a rough playoff stretch here, does he continue to run him out there like they did for a big chunk of the regular season? So there's a lot more checkpoints coming. I think Cashman's had a great acquittal of himself. And, you know, I'm more of a Boone fan than not. You guys know that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.